Mel.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, ma'am. The DOD already spoke to the customer. She tried to get a schedule, but the system kept coming up with April 28th. So what me and her did was we went on ahead and banded together. We sent a few emails, and we're going to go ahead and have them force schedule her for something before the 28th. We don't know the exact date, but they're going to go ahead and make that happen.
All right, so now I got to bust your bubble, Mr. Winston.
What's
Guess
up?
What?
What's up?
So we're here at the home. We did a full inspection. The pre-existing unit is gas. It's a gas oven, oven. The insert area is modified for that gas oven. She's getting a 30-inch double wall oven. There's no way we can do it. She don't have no electrical, so it's a 220-volt oven. There's no electrical in there for that. It's just a regular one-tail outlet in there for an igniter to light the oven. That's it.
Okay,
what
so what
they're asking is an impossible job, and my one just broke. It doesn't work anymore.
Okay, so what you would, did you lead a customer or did you inform the customer that, look, her best bet is to get a different unit or get something else because what she wants?
Yeah, we're here talking with her, but the problem is this is the problem too. We're looking it up. There's no such thing as a gas oven. It doesn't exist. She got it from she bought the house, and the old owner got it from Sears. And you know Sears doesn't exist anymore.
Oh,
so
Lord.
It's a Kenmore unit.
Oh, a Kenmore. I ain't heard of that. Ooh.
Yeah. And everything is modified. There's no way around it. She needs a cabinet, a carpenter, a contractor, a cabinet expert.
Okay,
cut
so
open
what?
That space
okay.
And modify it.
That is something that she solely has to do, or if one of, if the techs that do the install can go, if they're qualified to do that type of work, they can go ahead and make that happen. But she is gonna have to get that work done, and then go purchase her
oven. Yep.
Yeah, that's
so
what she got to do.
What to do right now is get a refund first.
Yes.
Get a refund, and look into getting a contractor come in here, cap off your gas. And relocated because we don't know where in the insert is located.
Okay.
And she got a big 30-inch unit, which means it's 51 and a half inches tall.
Okay.
That's a big, tall unit.
Yes,
it's almost 4 feet.
Okay.
And 4 or 5 feet. And then on top of that, she's going to need an electrician to run a 220-volt breaker from outlet line
she gonna get
from the breaker panel, if she have room for that, to the kitchen.
Okay.
From scratch, so there's nothing there.
She going to have to get all that work done. She going to have to make that happen. Yes.
So we can't do nothing for her. So please take it off my board. I can't do nothing for her. That's beyond my means.
It's already canceled. Everything is already emailed up. They're going to have to work that out. Mail.
Yeah, I was trying
you
to
did
get
your
her
thing.
About it too.
You did your thing. And nothing else we can do. We're powerless after that. Thanks for talking with XPO. Y'all be safe and enjoy y'all day.
Oh, no, no. Give me my breeze code, boy.
Oh, no. Guess what?
Guess what?
They said we don't give breeze codes no more for products not being at the warehouse or not being able to be picked up. We don't do that no more. New policy.
What?
Yes.
So how do I get my little trip charge for coming over here?
Oh, don't worry about it. I get your trip charge. That's easy. That's easy.
That's
now
easy?
Yeah, I'm talented. Okay. Don't worry about that.
No breeze codes for when this stuff is not available.
Yeah, they don't do that no more. We don't give out breeze codes no more. I said, what?
Boy, I'm happy like hell. You don't know. I just did my last breeze code today, earlier in the day. I have one today because I have to provide a gas line. So I got me a breeze code.
Okay, so the new policy goes like this. If y'all go to the warehouse and it doesn't get picked up and nothing there to be picked up, it's no breeze codes being given out no more.
Okay.
But since you
That's
did go to the customer's home, I can't work that out for you, though.
Okay, good. I done took my pictures, too, that I'm here.
So I can't work that out for you on the Breeze Coast side.
Yes, please.
I got
but
you.
I'm trying to do all the information. I'm trying to screenshot everything that from what she buying, from what she ain't buying, so everybody can see what it is. Because this is crazy. You sending somebody something and it's gas in their house and you trying to send them a hoo-hoo and a what-what with a where?
Right.
Ain't going to work. Ain't going to work. Not going to work. You put the square peg in the wrong hole over here.
Go ahead and get your breeze going.
Don't be laughing at me, Winston. Don't be laughing at me. Don't be laughing. I respect the elders. Don't be laughing at your sister, okay?
I'm not laughing.
You just gotta laugh at the situation.
I got you, Trish.
You know what it is? I told Sammy, we're doing too much magic. That's what it is. Too much damn magic spells.
Oh, man.
I wish
that's
you could laugh all you want. I told a customer today, I said, oh, I came in the house with a little stick. I said, oh. He said, what happened? What's wrong? What's wrong? My wand just broke.
Y'all good to go.
He was dying. He was crying. He said, that was the best one for the day.
Y'all good to go. Your trip charges in that book. You good.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Winsome. I'm going to let Kendra know about this. We'll take it any further if we have to. Thank All you right. so much, hon, for everything. All right. All right. He's done.